Simon Gimel Parak Tazayin. Ein L'shai. Says Rav Kook. Ein L'shai v'ein l'harich. It's G'dulas Ha'ishim. Can't possibly be Mishai. Can't understand how great the pleasure is, the happiness, the joy is. Shetzarecha adam lachush ba'atzmai, that a person can feel birov kairas ruach, with a sense of serenity, of peace. Nitoich oise hatzar ha'adin, in the depth of the pain, the delicate pain. Hamitzar oiso be'isa sheruach ha'kdusha v'hatayra shal ha'tshuva chalalav. At the time that while he's in that pain, that the spirit of Hashem, of Tara and Kedusha, of the tshuva which he's yearning for, comes upon him. Be'ez shehu hoylech u'mishoyteid b'rayon ha'boyer ba'oishu shel charata gemura kol chatav avonosa v'pshav. At the time that his thoughts are heated, invested in the charata, the remorse that he has for the chatayim which he's done. Be'ez shenishmasom yisra pekez be'avo al hod ha'kedusha v'hashlemus. At a time where his neshama is yearning, contemplating with love the splendor of what it means to be a kadosh, the shlemus of what it means to be a neshama. Misrei pepe, misrei pekes, al doida, yoitza, mechadla, mechadla, po baruchu. At a time where a Jew feels the yearning and the love towards his creator. At a time when the lev is complete, it's filled with a desire, with a depth of chifetz, calls it a chifetz adir, powerful desire, to go in the path of tnimis and yashrus, meaning that this feeling, that in the depth of where a person feels lost, and he motivates himself, he puts himself in a spot where he's thinking about his love and his connection to his creator, and he's thinking about the beauty of what it's like, what a type of a life it is to live, to be an elevated person. At that time, where a person's ratzon is very strong, when he contemplates the spot which he's in, and he sees in his mind, he makes a picture of what it's like to be, how great it is to be neshamadeh, the beauty, the happiness. At that time where the ratzon is so strong to be that. Lios tzadik poel tzedakos, to be a tzadik who does righteous deeds. Lios yashar hodech nechochos, and to be a yashar walking on a straight path. That moment is a tremendous, great, elevated moment, filled with happiness. The moment itself. Even though it's difficult for him, he's not exactly sure how he's going to get his feet out of this boots. How do you touch boots in Hebrew? Mod, thank you. He doesn't yet know how he's going to correct the past. He doesn't know. He's in this spot, and he's thinking about how great it is to be out of here, if I could be out of here, how painful it is to be in this spot, and he doesn't know how to move forward. How am I going to get myself out of this mess? My feet are entrenched here. I don't know the first thing about correcting myself. Even though right now, right, he's not doing the ma'isim that they're supposed to be, he's not so nizer in mezuzah and in tzitzis and in the kashas, whatever it is, in Bittul Torah, whatever it may be. He doesn't know how to be Miyasher himself. V'avnei negev himalayim. Have as many stones he can chip on, many obstacles in his path. Aval haratzon lihiyos tov, the ratzon to be better, to be good, not just to be better. The ratzon to be amazing. Zehu ruach gan eden elokim. Such a beautiful. Rav Kook doesn't. He's not megazin here. This is the spirit of Gan Eden. Hamenashid bin neshama. Umemale aisa oisha in kaid. This moment of confusion, yet motivation to be great. This ecstasy, this tremendous pleasure in that moment. Adashagam eish hagehenam. So that even the pain of Gehenam, which is the tsar umbok, which he's feeling, being in that lowly place, mishafich gamhu l'nachalavan. Even that will turn the streams of the Eden, of pleasure. I think this is a very nogea piece by Rav Kook. Of course, because it pertains to Elul, Achseres V'Tshuva. We're all searching for a mahalich and how to do tshuva. And after learning the Sfarim and going to the Shmuzin and the Vadin, we still don't know how to do tshuva. And we feel like we're in a state of desperation on the Erev Rosh Hashanah Kamat. How am I going to do tshuva? How am I going to do tshuva? I've had 28 days, 27 days of Elul, which is this man of tshuva, and I feel like I haven't done any tshuva yet. And I said to myself in the beginning of Elul that I would do better this year. It was going to be a different Elul. And I'm magish now that it wasn't a different Elul, and I feel really bad about it. And we probably feel like we're confused. Raglaim mitocha boots shalach hatayim. And we don't know how to take our feet out. That's probably how we feel. First thing Rav Kook tells us is that a person needs to create a situation for himself to be able to do tshuva. He has to make like a tshuva zone. Tshuva zone. That means a matzav of tshuva, a situation physically, in the moment of tshuva, but more importantly, a heart of tshuva. What does it mean, a heart of tshuva? Because when we think about a heart of tshuva, we think about the halachic tshuva, we think about charata, we think about kabbalah la'asid, we think about the yagon and the pain and the vidui. Get so involved in the halachas of tshuva. When there's no other mitzvah in Torah which is so filled with lev, which defies all boundaries like the mitzvah of tshuva. Sometimes when we're looking just to be yotzi the halachic tshuva, it takes away from the essence of the tshuva. Not chalil that one should have to jeopardize the other. It's a matter of perspective. Rav Nachman says that if a person tries to cry, he'll never bring himself to cry. It's not going to be real tears. Tears are spontaneous. They come from a deep place. It's a very big difference between a tear which you make yourself cry and a tear which you try to hold them back, but they come out anyway. When we speak about tshuva, and we think about the tshuva which Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see from Bnei Yisrael during this time of year. It creates an Eis Ratzon during this time of year for us to do tshuva. The first thing which we should be alarmed by, we should recognize, is that the type of tshuva which we have the opportunity to do during this time of year is very different than the tshuva which we may do during the rest of the year. Of course, we know that the Zmanim The Zmani Hashana, the Yom Tovim of the Shana, it's not just opportunities to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the past. Every single Yontav is a Ha'ara, brings down a light, a Kedusha, a Siyata B'Shemaya. In order for a person to use those lights, use those tools to be able to transform oneself, to elevate oneself in a way where even just a moment on Yontav could be worth 100 weeks during the year. And this man of tshuva during Elul, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending down very great light stars of tshuva, it means that a person can accomplish in a short time tshuva which throughout the rest of the year would take much longer to accomplish. But not just in terms of quantity, but in quality as well. The tshuva which we can do during this time of year with the Siyata D'Shamayim and the Or of tshuva is much greater than the tshuva which we would be able to accomplish throughout the rest of the year. And the reason for that is because Chodesh Elul, the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, is the time on the calendar before Rosh Hashanah, which is before Bias HaElam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a ratzon to create the world. When he saw Sfarim Machav in the Simeon, that Elul is the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about creation. And it was all the Biratzon Yisbarach. For whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create man, he wanted to create a world, he wanted to do good. And that was at this time of year. And not just this time of year, we're in the days right now. The days of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was besimcha and beratzon to create the world. And that or, and that ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he visits itself every single year at this time. It's a ratzon to create. It's a ratzon to recreate. Which means that every single atom, iota of the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be done, and he's going to say, I want the Bria again this year. And it gives the person the opportunity to mamish be a Bria Chadash, to become new. Like a Pinchas Karetzer says, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, that every year when we blow shofar, the Satan gets into a Bahala, oh, Mashiach is coming, Mashiach is coming. He says, this is already an old trick. Last year you went through the same thing, Satan, and this year again you're confused? So Zotik Pinchas Karetzer, we see from here, not that we have to see from here, we know from other places also, that every single Rosh Hashanah, the world becomes new. And the Yetzer Hara becomes new. And the Satan becomes new. And what happened last year, happened last year. But this is a whole new thing. And whatever happened last year was last year. It's a new Satan. It's a new Yetzer Hara. That in itself is a very powerful thing to know. But just because last year you had these challenges, doesn't mean this year you're going to have the same challenges. You felt last year was very difficult, maybe very easy. And now there's going to be a new front, moving forward. But it means that the mensch is a new mensch. The Chazal say by the korbanos of Rosh Hashanah, va'asisem, you shall make the korbanos, which is a peculiar lashon Chazal darshin, va'asisem es atzmechem, you recreate yourself on Rosh Hashanah. A person becomes a bria chadasha. And being a bria chadasha means that on every single level a person is new. That's the type of tshuva which we're capable of doing this time. A new ratzon. A ratzon. When we speak about ratzon of a mensch, the ratzon is considered to be the part of a person which is the deepest, most essential part of who he is. Different lashonos in Kabbalah, it's called the arich. Very high place. It means that a person, the essence of a person is his ratzon. The tshuva during this time of year is there. Alo biratzono. Something in the ratzon which is transforming. Throughout the rest of the year, once you've shaped your ratzon during these 10 days of recreation of the other, then that's pretty much where you're going to be the rest of the year. You create yourself. Every single iota of oneself is created from top to bottom, from Ratzon all the way down to his heels. And where that Ratzon is, as we shape ourselves during this day, is going to determine where we're going to be pretty much throughout the entire year. So the tshuva which we have here is a tshuva of recreation, becoming mamish new. That's why this man of year of Elul is called an Eis Ratzon. It's a time to fashion the Ratzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving new Ratzonos out this year. What do you want your Ratzon to be this year? Do you want to be a Halig? I'm giving you a new Ratzon. I'm giving you a new Ratzon. Choose whatever Ratzon you want. And so therefore the Avodah during this time of year is to make a zone that a person realizes how great it is to live a life of Kedusha. This is the purpose of creation. This is majesty. This is light. This is simcha. There's so many reasons why. All of Kedusha who is asking for us now, he says, I'll do the tshuva for you. I'll do the creation part. You just do the choosing part. That's what it says in this week's parasha. And it's Nogea Mamesh. Hashem says, Re'ei Nasati Lefanecha. I am placing before you as a chayim, as a tzadik, as a malach, as a ra, ubachar to b'chayim. Just make the choice to be lechtik, to be halig, and I will do the rest. Because I'm anyways recreating everything. You just choose what you want your ratzon to be. I'll do the changing this time. The tshuva is much easier, much deeper. The first move in tshuva, as Rav Kook is saying but not saying here, is for a person to make a powerful Kabbalah, to become Gevalda, to become the most amazing Jew he can possibly be. This is the first step of tshuva. Rabbi said this is something which is so forgotten. A person needs to understand the seder of how a person operates. The maisa which we do is the very last thing which we see, because it's the last step of everything which we do. A dibra leads to a maisa. A machshava leads to a dibra to a maisa. But a ratzon leads to a machshava. The ratzon is the core of who we are. And so many people make the mistake, especially this time of year. And they're thinking to themselves, okay, instead of doing things like this, I'm going to do things like that. It's not about how we do the things. If we're just looking to correct the maisim, but we're not correcting the machshava, then is that going to last if the machshava hasn't changed? The maisim just follow the machshava. It becomes a tshuva shitri. It becomes a superficial tshuva that people go through during this time of year. The machshava has to change. But then we say, how is the machshava going to change? The ratzon needs to change. But how's the ratzon going to change? It's changing. Hashem is saying, I'm giving new ratzonos out this year. Choose the ratzon which you want. So therefore, if a person says, if he makes it, you know, like, tshuva the rest of the year. I'm gonna tweak this, I'm going to tweak that. Such a limitation that we're putting on ourselves. Hashem is saying, I'm giving out billions of dollars, and a person says, I'll have a $2 bill. That's what it's like. Hashem is giving out. He's giving out gifts. He's recreating the world, and he's so happy. He's saying, I'll give you anything you want about yourself. I remember growing up in a certain kufa, where it was very in. It was a very in thing at this time of year for people to say that there was a maisa which was going on about Rav Shach. People, maybe it goes around now, I don't know. They were saying about Rav Shach, and it came time, he wanted to make better this year, that Rav Shach said, this year he's going to bench from a bencher. Back in the bench of Alpha. A everybody heard, Shach is benching from a bencher. Everybody's like, I'm going to bench from a bencher this year. That was like the in thing to do with yeshiva this time of year. I'm such a cat. Hashem is giving out so many gifts, and this is Rosh Hashanah, and Hashem is being done in the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Nesim, and the person is clearing benching like this or like that. And to bring Rav Shach as a rabbi, you know how, what type of a, you think Rav Shach became Rav Shach by clearing each year how he's going to bench, what sitter he's going to use, and that he became Rav Shach like that? How can we learn from such a ma'isa about an Adam HaSholei? With every single thought he said about himself, that I'm thinking about all day about Emunah Hashem. That's what Rav Shach said about himself. The Goyim HaGoyim, the Manig HaDor. If he was mekabel something like this about himself, probably had a specific Indian, or he worked on many other things till the age of 100, and then, you know, this is what was left. But for somebody in the beginning of his Avodas Hashem, who has so much to work on, and he's clearing a benching like this or like that at this time of year, such a katnas a person puts on himself. We have to believe what we're capable of doing, but we have to believe in the gifts that Hashem is giving out of this time of year. Hashem is doing so much on his end. There's really not much that needs to be done on this end. That's what it means, a yantiv. A yantiv means that Hashem is taking over. He's taking over the process. What's left on our part is to make a Kabbalah as to really what we want sincerely. To be makabalit. That's why I'm saying that Kabbalah is connected to Malchus, which is the Lord. You can't get in to the gates. Zeh Ashar Hashem. The only way to walk in is through the gate of the Malchus, which is Ephraim say, is a Kabbalah. Kabbalah's all Malchus Shemai. To be Makabal the Malchus Shemai. If a person doesn't do that, if he isn't sincere about really being a Jew this year, he's just picking like this and like that, he's just dabbling, then those are not going to stick. What's stopping the Ratzon from wanting everything? What's stopping the Ratzon? You can want whatever you want. You can want to be Mashiach. What's stopping that? There's no gvul on your Ratzon. Okay, so you may have some challenges throughout the year. But every day you come back to that Ratzon and you say, again, I want it. Just because I'm falling doesn't mean it's going to take away from my Ratzon. I still want it. The person still wants it. Eventually he will get there. Eventually you will reach that goal. So we all know the Chazal. We fail to make it actual. I want it. I really want it. I make a firm Kabbalah. I'm a Kabbalah on me. That I want to be the ultimate Yid HaKadosh. Why not? And if we fall, we say it again. Rav Nachman said he fell 1,000 times, and every time he fell, he said, I still want it. I'm still going to do it. We know the struggles of tzaddikim. We know our own struggles. Raf al pichim. Kabbalah means be'emunah shlema. I'm going to be true. I'm going to be committed. I'm going to be faithful to my commitment. That I still want it. Why does that have to change? If the ratzon, which is the shayrish of who we are, is chazak, then the seif ma'isa is b'machshav etchila. If the machshav etchila is strong, that the ma'isim will follow. But if the ma'isim are strong, that the ratzon is weak, then the whole binyan will fall down. And we're at the time of year that Hashem is rebuilding from the bottom up again. That means that we have to rebuild from the bottom up, which means the ratzon, the core of where I am, who I am, I want to make changes there. Pnimi. And then the machshavas will follow, the iburim will follow, then the ma'isas will follow, all because the person created a zone. We thought about how great it was to be a Jew. And he felt the pain of what it's like to be so far from being a Jew. And he felt the Oysher. And he felt the Ruach, the Siyata, the Shemaya coming. I could do this. The Chizuk that Hashem gives at this time of year. If a person makes the zone, everything else will follow. Pinchas Karzai says it. He says, you make the Kabbalah, you have the Ratzon, then you create a Keli. And Hashem sends you malachim to fill up the cave. You will succeed. He will make sure you do. Because all he asks is that you have a ratzon. And Hashem will do the rest. One of the reasons for that is because the chachmas haratzon. The ratzon of a Jew is much, much more than just I want. The ratzon of a Jew makes pu'ulos in this world. A very powerful force in the spiritual world, even in the physical. It says in the Mishnah Avos, it says, Kol Shemaisa Meruva Mechachmasa. Anybody whose Maisim is greater than his Chachma. So Chachmasa Miskayamis. His Chachma will have a king. Kol Shechachmasa Meruva Mechachmasa. If his Chachma is greater than his Maisim, Ein Chachmasa Miskayamis. And he won't last. Shfek Rabbeinu Yonah, how can you have more Maisim than your Chachma? You can only do what you know. How can you do more than what you know, Frat Rabbeinu Yonah? Rabbeinu Yonah says that this is the secret of Nais of Nishma. So when the Jewish people said, we will do, and then we will hear, that they put first the Kabbalah and the Ratzon to do, before they actually knew what to do, it was Ki'ilu at that time, they were Makabal all the Mitzvotai. That's his makabal, that they did all the mitzvahs. And Rabbeinu Yonah learns from here that if whenever a yid makes a kabbalah to do anything, it's as if he's done it already. So therefore, if a person doesn't even know what the 613 mitzvahs are, but he says, I'm committed to do all 613 mitzvahs, it's ki'ilu he's already done 613. That's how it's possible to have ma'isav me'ruv me'chachmasav, and his chachma will stick. Because it has a shayrish in ratzon which was so strong, that if the ratzon is there, then the chachma can speak. Again, it goes like this: ratzon, chachma, then bina, all the way down the spheres. If the chachma, which is the second, doesn't have a ratzon to cling to attach itself to, then the chachma is going to fall. The ratzon needs to be first, and then a person can have chachma. The ratzon is the most powerful force which generates the energy for everything to fall. You find by the Korban Pesach. It says, "Vayelchu vayasu b'chol asher tzivah Hashem es Moshe." But they went and they did it. What do you mean they went and they did it? They didn't do it yet. Only later on do the Pesukim describe it and say doing the Korban Pesach. Rashi says, the fact that they were makabel to do the Korban Pesach is ki'il, they did it already. You can imagine the ratzon that the Jewish people had to bring the Korban Pesach on. It's that type of a ratzon. Like the Ramban says, if you awaken, as ha'ahava ad shetachbats, you do it like a Ramban. The ahava until the chifetz comes out. Zok the Ramban chifetz, which is a lashon of chefza. Wanting is a lashon of a chefza, of a keli. That a chifetz creates a chefza. It makes mamish pu'ulos that a person will have atzlacha. It grounds a person. It makes sure he'll have atzlacha. Zok the Ramban. That it makes pu'ulos in this world. And this is the secret of Morav Masecha Hashem Kula B'chachma Sisa. How great Morav Masecha Hashem. How great are your actions. Kula B'chachma Sisa. All your actions were done with Chachma. How do you do actions with Chachma? But the so it is, there's a Chachma called Chachmas HaRatzon. That if a Jew's Ratzon is powerful, the Ratzon makes Maisim in this world. And that's the type of a ma'isa that Hashem did to create this world. He had such a ratzon that the ratzon itself is part of it. That's why it's called Morabu Masecha, Kulam B'chachma. It's like the lashon of the Mishnah. Ma'is of Merubin, great ma'isin, come from Chachmasa. Morabu Masecha, Kulam B'chachma, Asisa. That the Chachma, when it's connected to the ratzon, if a person has a Chachma Saratzon, even the ratzon itself can make pu'ulos. So that which we say, Morabu Masecha, how great are these ma'isa? They're so great because the ratzon was part of them. You didn't have to use your hands to do it. The ratzon itself did it. This is the way tzaddikim live all the time, by the way. Your stories about tzaddikim, that they just had a habamina to do something, and already somebody came running to do it for them. It's because they have a chachmas haratzon. They know that if the ratzon is strong, it makes pu'ulos in this world so that it should happen for them. Gemara like this. The Gemara Tanya says about Chesed Beis. It says that Rabbi Zeira, in the times of Rabbi Zeira, there was a Zeira against the Yidden. And I think it was the Greeks. No, it wasn't the Greeks. The Romans. The Romans were Goyzer. Rabbi Zeira against the Yidden. And they were Goyzer that the Yidden can't fast to be sinned in Zeira. So it was a Zeira, Agabi Zeira. Right? It's not Ka. Right? It's a Zeira, Agabi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira said, Mekabli Aleon, let's be Mekabli Latinus, or Luchi Batal Agzeira Liasa. And when the Zeira becomes Batal, we'll fast. Meaning, he said, we can't fast because they were Goyzer, we can't. But we could be Mekabli to do the fast. So let's be Mekabli to do the fast. And so when the Gzera goes away, we'll fast. It's an amazing thing. So Rabbi Zeira is up. By being the Kabel upon ourselves, the Tainus, it's key. Either we did the Tainus, and that will be Mbath of the Gzera. And then we'll be able to be Mashal the Tainus. And he quotes a pasuk in Daniel. He says, Vayoymer Eli al Tira Daniel. Hashem said to Daniel, don't worry, ki min hayoyin harishon asher nasata el libcha. From the first day that you gave to your heart the loving to understand with the hisanais and to fast with fane alatecha nishmu barecha. Already just by being mekabel the fast, I already heard you. There's a remiss here to Rosh Hashanah because it's ki min hayoyim harishon, which is called Rosh Hashanah. That's the day Hashem Asata and Libcha Lahavin of the final Sukkot. But a person has to make a strong Kabbalah that it's going to be a different year. I'm going to be a super Jew this year. Even the Rashi Tevos, Es Libcha Lahavin of the Hisanais Lefan Lifne Elokecha is two times Elo. Not just once, two times. Es Libcha Lahavin of the Hisanais Lifne Elokecha. Two times Elo. The Kabbalah is poil in this world. The Ratzon is Chazak is poil in this world. That it guarantees Hatzlacha, like the Pasuk says. Emes Asher Chafatzta Batuchos. Emes, the Emes Asher Chafatzta, which you want, which you really want, Bechetza Batuchos, you're assured of it. Hashem guarantees it to you. All depends on the Ratzon. That's what it's all about. Rosh Hashanah is about the Mekabel, the oil, Malchus Shemayim. To be of Malchus, Yirmu Lefanei Malchus, Kedishitam Lechuni Aleichem Baratzon. The Jew says that he wants to have Hashem's Malchus upon himself. Not the dictum, not the tediousness, not to get lost in the sea of details. But the vastness, the greatness, the source, unbelievableness of a ratzon, of a Kabbalah. And by the way, this is why Chachmas HaKabbalah is called Kabbalah. This is why it's called Kabbalah. The only way to be masig Pnimis HaTorah in Kabbalah is to make a Kabbalah. If the Jew says, I want to know Torah, I want to know Pnimis HaTorah, I want to know you Hashem, then Hashem will send you all the shluchim be able to succeed. It all depends on a Kabbalah. If a person is like, I kind of want it, kind of don't want it, and then Hashem will say, okay, I'll kind of send it to you, kind of not send it to you. But the main thing is, like it says in the Mishnah of Avos, it says, Asei Ritzoncha Kirtzono, make your Ratzon like his, meaning align yourself with his Ratzon. Hashem's Ratzon is, I need the Daidi. And if a Jew says, the Daidi Li, I want you back just as much, then Hashem says, as the Mishnah continues, said everybody else's ritzonos who hope to stand in your way, they'll all become batal because you're connected to the ratzon haratzonos. It means to say that if a Jew says, I align myself with Hashem's ratzon, every adversary in his path will make way and say, go ahead, you come first, you're connected to the ratzon haratzonos. This is the avodah. But it is in the beginning of the year, where Hashem has a ratzon to create the world, a Jew has to have a ratzon to participate, to be a part of the Nasa Adam, like the Mefarshim say, Nasa is Hashem plural, which means let me be involved. It's a shutas Hashem says in the creation of Adam. Hashem says, I want to make you new if I have a partner. If I have a partner, you have to part with me, Hashem says. You have to be together with me. So if you want to be created, you have to be mishtati with me. Hashem wants shutvin in the creation of the world, in the creation of Adam. Every person is being created. Every person is the Adam of Adam Arishon and Hanif. And if a person makes the Kabbalah to be mishtatif, then he's zecher to Rav Kook says here, Zehu ruach Gan Eden Elokim. This is mamish Gan Eden itself. The glory, the beauty, what it means to make a real sincere Kabbalah. And even if a person feels like he can't stick to it, which is why he doesn't make it in the first place, he can always say again later, I'm true to that Rav. And he has the Siyat Lishmaya, he's made the Keli, Hashem is already sending him the Malach and then Shadav HaKzalach. But that's the first thing, like Rav Nachman says, he calls it Baki Baratzo, Baki Bashov. Baki Baratzo, meaning a Baki and how to run, and Baki Bashov, and how to come back. It's a very deep tire in the beginning, it's in the Dalit, I don't remember exactly which one. The Indian is that you can't be Baku Bishov, which is the Baki and Tshuva, unless you're Baki Baratza, which is a Baki and Ratza. If you're a Baki and Ratza, you'll know how to do Tshuva. There's so much Siyat HaDeshmaya in this time of year that Hashem says, I'm taking everything upon myself. All I'm asking for you is a Ratza to participate. So a person has to cast away all the shit he is. Everything external which weighs down on recreation of Adam. Hashem says, recreate yourself with him. I'm looking for a new other Messiah. And Memela, all the Avar takes care of itself. The person has to worry about, what about these Averas from last year and this and that, and how many times I did this and that. You're not the same person anymore. This is a different man altogether. Because you participated in creation. You recreated yourself. Last year, Avar, who was that person anyway? That wasn't me. There's no Cheshbon anymore. It's Mamish new. And pulling my feet out of the mud? What mud? I'm a new person. We don't have to do it. Hashem is taking it over. All depends. We should align our ratzon at the time of an Eser. Hashem should give us the Siyat HaDeshmaya, which He's already giving us. The Siyat HaDeshmaya to have a ratzon. The Raiva. At this time of year, which is like a Motzei Shabbos of the year, where we're moving into a new week, we're moving into a new year. The Siyat HaDeshmaya to be able to have a chefza, mitaych our chefetz, to be zeichet to those eretz. B'tshuvas hayachid, b'tshuvas hatzibur, b'tshuvas haklal, we should do a tshuva for ourselves, to participate in the nasa adam, to mamish lo, to be zeichet, to what it means to be a real adam, to be zeichet, to mamish mitzvah na'ir, to be zeichet, 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 to be